I will not attempt to explain the Trinity because it's beyond our comprehension totally. But there are things about God that I think we probably know but don't very often think about. So the couple of those I would like to just talk a little bit about this morning. One, you should talk about what we call the omniscience of God. That there's absolutely nothing that he does not know. He knows every thought in the minds of each and every one of us. He knows the workings of the vast universe that we are a part of. He knows the most technological things about computers. He's smarter than Watson. He knows absolutely everything. There is nothing that God does not know. And so sometimes we think in our minds, well, he probably wouldn't understand. Well, let me tell you, God knows and understands. So with all of this knowledge that he has, he was able to do whatever he chose to do. So we also celebrate the fact that he is omnipotent, that he has power to do whatever he chooses to do. Nobody else has that. Sometimes we think we do, and sometimes countries think they do, but nobody has that. Only God is omnipotent. I was out in Idaho, which was one of my favorite vacation spots for about 30 years, and I used to hike a lot in the mountains out there in the summertime. And I remember one summer night, it was in mid-August. The temperature that night went down to like 24 or 25. So I woke up and I went outside, freezing cold, frost over everything, and looked at the sky. And that sky was absolutely lit up. There were stars as far as your eye could see. Now, stars we know are not only objects flying around in space, but they are also planets, they're galaxies, they're all kinds of stuff. And that sky, as far as you could see, you couldn't begin to count even a square inch of what was up there. And you think about that for a moment and you say, why? Why is that all up there? Why did he do that? We know only God can do that kind of stuff. As bright as we sometimes think we are as a people, we don't know how to make a galaxy. We can't even get from one end of a galaxy to another end in how many lifetimes? When you start talking about light years, thousands of light years it would take to travel from one side to the other. So we can't even imagine, say, the dimensions of these things. And the sky is peppered with them. They're all over the place. Unfortunately, in city light, you can't see them. And you think about the power of God. Why would he do that? Why would he go to all the trouble to make all of those things that most of us will never see and appreciate? But he's all-powerful. He can do whatever he chooses to do. God chose to create a people. He chose to create us. Imagine, can you imagine anybody trying to think up how to make a human being? First place, they would have to have a model of some sort, I presume. And then they would have to have the materials to put it all together. And then they would have to have the gift that nobody has except God, is the gift of making life, of creating life, of sharing life. He's able to do that. So then you have all of these human beings, and you say, why would he make all of us? He said, well, because he could, and he chose to. But the motivating thing behind God always is his nature is love. Love is the kind of thing that wants to reach out for the good of others. Love wants to share. It doesn't want to keep it to itself. It kind of, like, even the Psalms, they burst out. They want to reach out to the loved one. And that's what God does for us. He creates us out of love so that we can enjoy all of these toys that he has given to us, to enjoy the beauty of them, the power of them, the vastness of them, and to know that he did that simply because he could. He chose to do it because he loves us. And then he said, "It's yours. Take care of it." Can you imagine that? The marvel of God's power. There's absolutely nothing God cannot do. He can pick up mountains and move them wherever he chooses to. He can draw the limits of the most powerful sea on earth and say, "You're not going any further," and it won't. He was able for the chosen people to open up the Red Sea so that they could escape from slavery. He could do all kinds of, he can do whatever he chooses to do. And so many times we ignore, we don't even think about it, you know? As a matter of fact, in our world today, it seems like we are doing our very best to try to not even mention his name. Or if we do use it, it's only in slang or cursing or something of that nature. This is the God who is able to do whatever he chooses to do. He could wipe us all out in an instant if he chose to do so. He could create another whole world just like this one if he chose to. Maybe he did. We don't know what's all out there. And it goes on and on and on, this power of God. But to have the kind of love that is, it's so builds up within him that he has to express it somehow outside of himself. So he creates. And when he creates, it's not a one-time thing where he says, "Let it be," as the book of Genesis says, "Let it be, and there it is." And he doesn't have to do anything else. God continues to create. Once he gives life, he continues to give life. When he made us, another gift of God that we think about and don't think about often enough is the fact that he is eternal. That there is no end of God. There was no beginning for God. There is no end. Nobody made God. Nobody knows enough to even think about how to begin to make God. Again, sometimes we think we know, but we don't know where to begin. And remember, this God is so powerful that he made all of this stuff out of nothing. There was nothing that existed outside of himself. And he chose to create all of this for us. And remember, it was out of this gift, this love, which is God, that he redeemed us. He made us in his image and likeness. We talk about that a lot. He gave us the right to choose. And sometimes when we choose, we don't choose wisely, we choose badly. And for all, when we rebel against him, he loves us so much that he chose to send his own divine son to become one of us, to forgive us. He didn't have to do that. But he chose to do that. And probably what he was thinking was, when I made each and every one of these people here and wherever they may be in this world, he said, "I made them forever. Once you are made, once God breathes that gift of life into you, you are forever. You become eternal. That is God's gift. He doesn't give you life and then decide after 80 years, well, it's enough of you, enough of him on this earth. He doesn't put you into eternity for 20 years and say, "Okay, I'm tired of you around. So that's the end of you." God doesn't do things like that. Because in eternity, we are all made for eternity. When God breathes that gift of life into us, we are forever. So there is not a time from now to the end of eternity, which will never end, that we will not be. Think about that. We're only here in this world for a time. That's to prepare for that eternity. But once we're in eternity, there's not an end. So when God gives the gift of life, and you think about this often with, say, like unborn infants who are aborted for whatever reasons. You think about that. We think we got rid of them, but they are forever. They will know us in eternity, just like we will know them in eternity, because we will not end. That is God's gift. And when you think about eternity, we talk about God being eternal, which means that there was never a beginning for him and there's never an end. With God, everything is right now. There's no yesterday or today. There's no 11:30 and 11:35. Everything with God is right now. And so he says, I made you for myself because I loved you. I want you to enjoy with me all that I have and all that I am. I want you to enjoy that all with me. Are you willing during this earthly journey to work with me to make sure that you are on the side of my chosen ones, that you will choose to live with me in eternity? I have chosen you for eternity, but you have to choose to be with me in eternity. And that's the choices of our lives. So on this Trinity Sunday, maybe we can't figure out the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, how that all works together, that they're three distinct persons and yet there's still only one God. But we can take the time to appreciate something of this God who made us. Usually we stay away from powerful people because, you know, we don't know what they would do for us or with us. So frequently, we just kind of stay out of their way because we don't feel that they would appreciate our presence anyway. But when you think about the most powerful being, the only omnipotent person, God, has chosen us, made us, to be with him forever. We will not end. Eternity will not end. And so what we do here prepares us, through the mercy of God, to be with him for all that time. So on the Trinity Sunday, please take just a little time, maybe every once in a while, to just think about God. Think about his power. Think about his love, which is the very nature of God. Think about his wisdom. Think about the fact that I really am made for eternity. I'm made to live forever. And I will live forever, hopefully with my God. We need to appreciate and to thank him for what he has done for us.